Okay, our next speaker is Mr. Michael Clinton, who works with Purdue Kid in Houston. He went to SMU and then the Baylor Law School, and he and his wife are active with the Big Brothers Big Sisters. And he's going to talk to us today about how to use your expert witness as a fact witness in finding other valuable damages testimony. Please welcome Michael Clinton.
So I got to start off with a few apologies. The first is, I'm sorry you had to look at my cheesy smile during your lunch for the last 30 minutes. It even made me uncomfortable. The second is, I'm on the very tail end of something, so if I get a coughing fit, I apologize in advance. And finally, if you were looking forward to some post-lunch entertainment, you're about to be sorely, sorely disappointed. The full title of this presentation is Using Your Expert Witness as a Fact Witness and How to Mine Your Personal Injury Case for Other Valuable Damages Testimony. Wordy, yes, but practical and to the point. This came out of two cases I had at the same time a few years ago. I did this presentation for the State Bar of Texas Damages CLE at the beginning of the year. It's not going to blow your socks off. It's not going to change your practice. My hope is that you leave here and maybe one person in this room gets one nugget that can help them find some better damages testimony in one of their cases. What we're going to talk about doesn't apply to every one of the cases on your docket. It's tips and tricks. It's a different way to think about some of the information you may not actively seek case by case. We all tend to get in a rhythm. I hesitate calling it a rut, but when you see the similar case or same case over and over again, we get kind of guilty of prosecuting them the same way. This, again, is kind of to take a little more creative approach. So where do we start? We start at the end. We start with the charge. Every one of our cases at our firm, we start with the charge at the end. Why? Well, you know what the questions are going to be in almost all of the cases. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to know how to get there? As Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind. This is the self-help seminar, right? Oh, come on. I said that you were going to be sorely disappointed, but help me out. You start with the charge. Not starting with the charge, not showing your client the charge in your very first meeting would be like the college professor, the law school professor passing out the final exam on day one, telling you this is going to be the final exam, and then not looking at it until you're cramming the night before. In every initial client meeting, I will either draw out the charge, show an example charge from a previous case, to show the client, this is what I can do for you, and this is what I can't. And when you say you've got a $10 million case, well, let me go ahead and fill in this first line for your medical expenses, and then I want you to fill out the rest of the lines. You tell me where it goes. It's a great way to set expectations appropriately. You know what the questions are going to be. Make them aware of them. You teach them from day one. I also like to speak on preparing your client for their deposition, and preparing for their deposition starts on day one. If you start educating the moment that you meet them, then you're not cramming a bunch of things the night before, the day before, the week before, and expecting a layperson to remember all this stuff and then testify beautifully the next day. More important sometimes than the questions are the instructions. Whether it's a pre-existing injury case or an eggshell plaintiff case, I'm not going to take the time to read through them in detail, but if you've got someone who has a history, let's say you had a back injury in a car wreck, and they've got a history of seeing a chiropractor weekly for the last 3 years because of low back pain. You need to know about that. And more importantly, you need to embrace it, because if you try to hide from it, it will bite you in the rear end. If you embrace it and you know how to handle it, it can actually work in your favor. Same thing with an eggshell, because it creates also some you're going to see unique defenses. And if you're not dealing with these instructions until all the depositions are in the can, it may be too late to fix any problems you have. You educate the client about it so they know what you need, they know what their role is and how they'll help you get around these issues and help you map out your path forward and what depositions you might need.